Track 15. The Mercia Seabroke Birdhide. Continue up the Birdhide ramp into the Mercia Seabroke public hide, which is open in the summer months between 10 and 4pm most days. It is open when it is manned by National Trust volunteers as a voluntary wildlife interpretation service to the public. If the hide is locked or you are visiting out of hours, it is possible to obtain your own key to the hide through annual subscription to the Friends of Newtown by contacting the National Trust office at Mottiston on 01983 741 020. The marshland beyond the hide was reclaimed in the early 18th century when a seawall was constructed and the land drained with ditches. Originally, a barn and farm pastures were located on this site, but natural events in the winter of 1954 would change the landscape again forever. There was the usual flooding caused by very high tides at the end of November, but there was also a tremendous southerly gale. The flooding breached the seawall and water rose by up to 5 feet, 1.5 metres, over the marshland grazing pasture. After this, the tide flowed freely in and out and the grassy fields changed to the mud and salt marsh that we see today. From the 1950s onwards, an ever-increasing sense of wonder in the natural changes taking place at Newtown was bringing naturalists together. They decided to conduct a survey in some of the remoter areas. One such naturalist was George Lawrence, who'd recently moved to the island with his family and had ambitions to photograph the natural changes taking place. As the Natural History Survey at Brickfields commenced, discussions naturally evolved towards how the area might become a nature reserve. From the hide, you can peer out towards the Eastern Spit, where the famous Brickfield Survey took place in the 1950s and 1960s.